Unit 3. Listening. Exercise 3.
All living organisms make an impact on the environment just by existing. It's unavoidable. Big or small, good or bad, the activities of all creatures affect the ecosystem by creating a chain reaction. Humans, however, have managed to create the biggest environmental problems because the technology that we've created has resulted in the environmental changes that wouldn't have developed naturally. We've managed to pollute the air that we breathe, the water we drink, and the land off which we feed ourselves. Some of the damage can be and has been put right by nature itself. Take, for example, plants that can clean up polluted soil by soaking up dangerous chemicals. However, most of the damage won't be put right by nature, not even in a million years. So it's pretty stupid of us not to do something about it, right? But I'm so small and insignificant, I hear you say. My contribution will be nothing but a drop in the ocean. Well, the ocean is made up of millions of drops. Just imagine what millions of people can do if they have a common goal. We've already covered the basics, so I won't bore you with reduce, recycle, reuse, or leave the car at home, walk or cycle. You know all that. I'll take you down a different route today. Have you ever thought about what devastation our eating habits cause? Animals require much more water than plants, and our increasing demand for meat involves using huge areas of land for rearing cattle instead of growing crops. Then we use up even more land for producing the food and building the farms necessary to rear these animals. Forests are cut down to make room and provide wood for these activities, and so the natural habitat is changed forever. Fewer trees means less oxygen, less fresh air, and climate change. In addition, more animals means more dangerous gas emissions in the atmosphere, as these animals, particularly cows, process their food, to put it politely. These gas emissions affect the ozone layer, which in turn means that the greenhouse effect is intensified, and all because we want to eat meat every day instead of every now and then like our ancestors did. What about fish? I hear you cry. Should we eat more fish and chips instead? Well, I've got news for you. The fishing methods we use, which are more convenient and effective, end up destroying marine habitats by accidentally catching many other marine animals as well. Overfishing too throws the marine ecosystem out of balance because it reduces the number of some marine populations, and not just fish, to such an extent that whole species become extinct.